Hi guys, hello, this is Lyric. Thank you for tuning into Lyric's Mind. I appreciate you guys. I know I've been MIA. I've honestly recorded like 3 episodes, but I didn't like any of them, so here I am. Okay guys, so today I wanted to just jump in and just talk to you guys about something. If you haven't already, before I start, be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Follow me on Instagram at _LyricTheVisionary. Follow my YouTube page, Lyrics Divine Tarot. It's where I do tarot readings and also energy work as well. So definitely check that out. So this episode is going to be about just some downloads that I've been getting recently and how I just recently hit this understanding of the generational things that we have been really clearing and working on. I think a lot of us don't understand. Well, I don't want to say don't understand. A lot of us are coming into the awareness of understanding just how much density we are really hitting at this time. And not personally, because what I've realized is that usually the outside reflects the internal state. But the outside state is also sometimes delayed. So many people have experienced this internal battle that maybe they've been going through for a while and they've overcome, and now they are externally, that feels very clearing to me as well. They're externally allowing themselves to really experience this, but it's in a way that you didn't do this internally. Oh, sorry. Let me get something to drink. I was eating some Doritos and it's like stuck in my throat. Okay. Because this is coming through as like whatever you went through internally is being reflected externally, like I said. But it's like you have no choice but to kind of look on to this and really step up in whatever way that you can. However, when you were doing this process internally, maybe you didn't have the luxury of kind of separating yourself. And now I think the universe is like, this is why we learn how to separate ourselves when you were battling this. Because you want to separate yourself from some of the stuff that is happening. Because it really is an energetic war of denser energy. It's now the way I've been told from my guides is that it's not even about good, bad, evil. It's about like demons are picking a side, angels are on a side, and then you have like the ground warriors and those who are, you know, earth angels, and who are many of you guys who have picked a side. There are earth angels who are on the wrong side. I'm not gonna act like earth angels aren't. I identify earth angels as like those who would wear black, like that's how their outfits come to me. Angels always wear white, and then those who are probably demons are just, you know, in the lower realms, they wear red. And what comes to me is not even that, you know, I know I say like, oh, lower vibrational people, not lower vibrational, but like demons and stuff are picking a side. And it's becoming one of those things that's going to be so powerful because you're seeing that there's always a good and bad, you know? But there's also a worse. Because light and dark cannot coexist without each other. The angels and the demons cannot coexist without each other. There needs to be a balance. You can't have too much good. You cannot have too much bad, right? You have those ground warriors who come in and they make sure everything is processed and is unfolding in the way that these two energies are able to really meet and coexist together. This is why we honor our shadow side. This is why we embrace our compassion and our divine masculine, our divine feminine. This is really what it's all coming down to. So what we're seeing now is that there's a separate energy, you know, there's this energy that is just dense, it's just lower vibrational. It's one that we are all really working to clear. It is the child ring, the Isis stuff, the all this stuff that's coming over now. And I think a part of, honestly, the coronavirus, not seeing all of it, because I know this is some, like, spiritual shit to say, but I really do think it is different because it's showing some kind of vibrational thing. Like, it's something with it, with how you're showing up vibrationally. And I don't know how to put that in words or how it's even being discovered or perceived. No one, you know, they don't tell me anything about it because I'm not a fucking scientist, but that would be cool, you know? But we're hitting this dense energy, and it's one of those things where it's illusions, it's fears, it's the rational fears. It is the most rational fear, the one that tells you you can't do something because it's not logical to do it, you know? Excuse me. This is the fear that we're all hitting up against. And you know, what do we use to combat that, or what do I use to combat that? It's just by telling myself fear is an illusion, and that's always going to be a rule. That's never going to change. Nobody can change that, not even God himself. Fear is always going to be an illusion. Why would I fear anything from happening? You don't have control of everything, so you don't know when things are going to happen. You don't have to predict death. You don't have to be in it like that. You don't have to be that responsible person, and that's what we're trying to bring in. Like, you can take a step back like you are having to do while the stuff is externally playing out. But fear is an illusion. You, if anything that comes up as I can't do it because I can't, or, you know, that kind of line, is something that's being asked to be broken out of you, because that also feeds into that fear is an illusion. And then we're also clearing soul. You're seeing a generational cleanse of childhood trauma that has happened on so many levels, you know? So many levels. And it's really emotional because you think about, like, the ISIS stuff that's happening, and then the missing kids, and then the police brutality, and these kids. And it's touching the inner child of everyone involved. And those who are in tune with this part of themselves are aware of just how, like, this is atrocious to me, you know? Like, all of this is so unbelievable to me. And you're seeing people identify with that. And you're seeing people just really wanting to change that, wanting to change the misconceptions and the false beliefs and the cruelty, you know? And it's because a part of this is really touching their soul. It's touching their inner child. It's touching just a vibrational frequency that most people forgot. Most people forgot. And I don't want to get into everything and make this something that can be a little bit traumatizing. Like, you know, I try to stay away from the verbiage and stuff like that. But just know that this is a collective inner child healing at this time. You know, it's one of those things where we're realizing that what's out of our control is out of our control. But what is something that helps us gain our power back? You know, how can we figure this out? Because what happens is, like, these illusions come in and you're not even aware of what's reality and what's not. And it can be fearful to think that you're going on the right path. And then all of a sudden you're hit with this illusion and it's like, dang. Was I on the right path the whole time or not? And then you go back into this whole, okay, let me figure out what I'm doing thing. And it's a constant cycle that has not been able to be broken. And we're now seeing that, you know, this the changes in it. And I just want to remind everybody that all of this can happen at the same time, you know? Like, it doesn't have to be this, we fix this and then we fix the next thing and then we work on the next thing. And it's like this lineup. Healing is not like that. Your angels work with you on so many levels. There's so many small things that are coming together for you that you don't even, I'm not going to say you don't know, but you sometimes are not even able to perceive. It's making me think of, like, how our eyesight is, how we are picking up on so much, but we only, like, really perceive so much of what we're picking up on. This is how your energy works at the same time. There's going to be, like, for example, someone could have something as small as a crystal or a freaking pin, bro. and the universe is gonna make this pen yours, and you're gonna be like constantly using this pen, and you don't even realize that you're manifesting whatever is attached to this pen emotionally. Maybe when you write your checks out, you're saying, well, when I write this, when I use this pen, I'm gonna be signing my signatures on autographs or some shit like that. And it's nice. And every time you use that pen, you're doing that, you know, manifestation. And it's not something you have to think about. And the universe is slowly but surely bringing this into play for you. And the more you just get into the vibe of that, the more everything just feels as if it's working, you know? But what the illusions come in and they say, man, this is a pen. Like, I can go get some regular pens and go about that. And go on my business. But it's an illusion. It's a fear. It is, you know, your mind is what it is. Your mind wants to protect. It's kind of like the ego. I would put the ego and the mind as one. And your mind, it tries to always rebuttal, you know? It tries to always hit you with something to say, but then... what about that? And you're not able to find an airtight loop. And this is why I love being a Gemini, because being a Gemini, I always see the good, not the good and the bad, but like both sides of everything. Because there's really no good and bad if everything needs to coexist together, you know? And it's a non-dual personality that I kind of take with everything. And it's the same one that you have to have when you're battling your heart and your mind. Because your mind is always going to find a way to protect you. So nothing you say that comes up to soothe your anxiety. Words sometimes don't work if they're not said right. But the way I've really just ease my kind of overthinking in my mind is by dropping down to my heart. And like you could just feel the energy pull down into your chest area, and then that is what allows this mind of yours to really be silenced. And it is a practice. It's not something that you just do overnight, so it's not something you should be upset with yourself about. And I ask the angels to step in and really send some healing to you to help you really fully process this. That feels nice. And with like compassion and just love. So we're going to ask them to download that. And, you know, I definitely try to ask them to work in the background while we're doing anything. So if you feel anything, let me know. But that could be what that is. So we're going to ask them to clear that so we can continue to download compassion with self. Because the mind and the heart is really a complicated thing. And it's like, well, what does this have to do on a global level of what everything has been, you know, playing out as? And what this is you're seeing how the mind and the heart are really hitting each other, how they're working with each other at this time. Like we have our mind, which is, oh, let's open up, let's figure out what we're gonna do globally. You know, this isn't anything relationship-wise, because in my opinion, I feel like this is the perfect time to follow your heart and do things relationship-wise. While the world is distracted, because honestly, there's no telling what's gonna happen. But on a grander scale, we're seeing things in society just really play out in a way that, oh, shucks, how do I say this? Sorry, I'm just going to clear some energy. There's just like resistance of hearing this. And it's not meant to trigger you. I don't think it's like traumatizing or like just intense. It just feels like you don't even realize you're blocking this out. So I just want to clear that so I can finish what I'm saying. Because if the energy is not right, I'm not going to be able to even remember. So I have to, like, make sure everything is clear so I can. And that feels so much better. Okay. Let me regather myself.
Oh, gather myself.
Sorry, guys, just a little bit more. This is just some small stuff, like some things that we really just want to get out of the way so you're able to hear everything. What we're going to do is just separate some false identities that probably are conflicting with these beliefs. Just internally accepting this. It isn't to challenge your beliefs, it's to, you know, spread information. You don't have to identify with any of this. So we're just going to ask that the angels remove that. You know, you're free to do what fits best for you. Not in like a nonchalant way, but just in a way that says, you know, what works for you won't offend nobody. Okay. Okay, sorry. Let me just clear that off, guys. Is this going to turn into a healing? Because it feels like I'm touching stuff and I'm like, okay, I need to actually go deeper into this. But I'm trying to get my train of thought, but they're not even letting me remember anything. So this could be just a healing that comes in place. And if you hear any fanning, it's me trying to, I move my hands when I'm moving energy. It helps direct it. Okay, so let's just, I want you to take a deep breath. Okay. Wow. Okay, now we're in the heart space. Whew. That was heavy. It's like I'm explaining it to you, but you don't understand it maybe because you're not, this blocks an energetic, maybe even in your throat chakra since we have those in the middle. So we're just going to ask that the universe send you some healing. I'm going to remove the need for you to perform. Like, no, you don't have to, like, performance anxiety and stuff like that. I'm going to remove that. And the wanting to rush. There's a need to rush. You can't rush this energy. It's not that everything can't happen all at once. This is what I was from. Okay. I'm like, why can't I remember? Okay. Everything happening all at once is a trigger because maybe there is just like a rush, a need to rush. So we're going to ask the universe to kind of, ooh, 1 second. Okay, we're going to ask the universe to heal that. That one felt really tight, like in my stomach. So I would just take it easy for the next few hours, drink some water. But I'm really trying to rush this, and I don't want to rush it. But it's like, come on, I want to get the message out. And it's like an excitement maybe building up a little bit. But I cannot rush this. I cannot. It is a process. But everything can happen at the same time is what I was saying. Like, everything can happen at the same time. Okay. There is no one next level. This all of time is relative, you know. Everything is stacked in a line. So everything that you want to do, you've already done. And you're just learning how to, you know, match up with it this right now. That's all. Wow, I can't believe it's turned into a healing. How beautiful. How beautiful is that? I should start doing my readings like this more often. Okay, so let's see where we want to go with this. I kind of feel like I'm closed off on, you know, exploring the rest of what I was talking about. And I don't know if that is a trigger or not. But I saw 33 on the clock. So I'm going to take that as confirmation that it may be a trigger. And you're still trying to fight this energy. So I want you to take a deep breath and just focus. And we're going to just ask that all the angels surround us at this time. Wherever you're sitting is fine. It's not an issue. We just need to move this energy because it's really dense. It is dense. It is not dense because of what you're facing, but what you're, what you're perceiving it as. Whew, Jesus. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask the universe to just split this down the middle. Yeah, let's split that down the middle, the energy. And let's separate this into chunks so we can break this apart because it's like a big block. So we're just going to break these into smaller sections. And then what we're going to do is do the reverse. Instead of trying to clear everything, we're going to just ask that everything be reinforced. So what this is we ask the angels to remove anything that blocks self-love at this time. We ask the angels to remove anything that blocks our perception of self and how we see ourselves by the divine at this time. We ask that we are aligned with our highest good and our highest path and our divine purpose, and we do not run or we do not, you know, deny or self-sabotage at this time. We're going to mop up, clear up anything that we've been clearing right now, that so far during the beginning of the reading. And we're just going to ask, when I'm taking a deep breath, it's really just really heavy. Not in a bad way, but just like I'm just making sure I release this. Make sure you're breathing. Breathing helps. There's a lot of tension in the neck. And the, I don't mean to do that. There's a lot of tension in the neck and it's just a little tense. So we're just going to ask that that be removed. Try not to moan for you guys. Like, what the heck? I really am not trying to. Okay. Oh, it's aggressive a little bit because it's wanting to remove itself. There's a lot of like blocks that are blocking your self-expression, yourself, just your path, you know? Just being able to like, what do you call it? See clearly. To really see what you want to do, to understand what you're trying to do, to really write out your next steps. And to also understand your expectations of self. What do you want from self? What do you want from the world? What do you expect from life? You know, what is that? What does that look like to you? We're going to remove any illusions of being passed over. Okay. That one's really kind of a big cloud right now. So we're going to ask the universe to remove any illusions of being, you know, looked over or not being seen as your true essence. As, you know, those who see you. And yes, that's honestly it. That's the way it goes. Like, you eventually meet those people who really see your soul and how beautiful it is. So, okay. And just being able to receive love. Oh, this is really emotional. It's sweet, though. It's sweet. I'm just going to download some love onto you. Okay. All right, guys. I'm, like, signing my name with a signature on your energy aura field so the whole universe know I did this. Okay. I'm just stretching a little bit. So if you swing your arms to loosen up those shoulders, I like to think earth angels have wings, so if you like jittery sometimes, like sometimes I'll like jump and I'm like, oh, my wings are moving. So I think that's really much it, guys. 25 minutes is not bad. It makes me feel like that energy work is what needed to really download. Sorry, I was about to say really again. It needed to download. And the good thing about that is that with energy work, you don't have to really research some of the stuff that you clear. You can let it go. And then when you're ready to review it, when it's time, you won't have the emotional, like, glasses on. So this helps remove those glasses and really give you crystal clear perception and also love and just compassion. So I'm just going to ask that any small interferences really remove themselves right now. Yeah, those are just little things that are in the way. We're going to ask that those be removed. Okay, that feels so much better, guys. Okay. And then we're going to just end with some nice sacral root chakra activation. So sexual energy, creative energy, creative, let's say creative juices. but yeah, let's just really get that energy working. This is probably where you're not giving enough flow to what you're working with. So you can dance to really get your sexual or creative energy running. And just really be in your creative mode, you know, have some good sex, have some understanding of self, do some nice things for yourself, you know, treat yourself well, and then just have fun with it. And I'm just going to clear that because it wants to be active. It wants to be, you know, worked with. So you just want to try to send some energy away so it can get that. Okay, guys. All right. This is great. This is wonderful. And in any small interferences, we ask to be removed. We ask the universe to mop up, clear up anything. And it's raining. How beautiful. It just started raining heavy. And it's funny because every time I want it to rain, it rains. Oh, that's lovely. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but it is raining. This is beautiful. What a great way to end an energy session. So go outside and enjoy your day. Thank you so much for, you know, listening. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I'm excited. I really am. Yeah. So thanks for listening to Lyric's Mind. I really appreciate you guys. This is Lyric the Visionary signing off. Stay safe, stay warm, not warm, it's hot as hell outside, stay cold, you know, and enjoy life, follow your heart, and do what you feel is best, and I don't know, just love, enjoy love. I'm excited for this download for you guys. Bye, love you.